Hey everyone, and welcome back. You guys really seem to want to dive into this question of just how many Leos there are in the world, so that's what we're doing today. And we're using data from the article, Discover the Count. How many Leos are in the world, and what it means for astrology.
And as we'll see, this goes quite a bit deeper than just like, you know, birthday trivia. It touches upon demographics and cultural trends, and even some celestial influence, potentially.
Okay, so like, straight off the bat, the article states there are approximately 666 million Leos.
666.
On the planet, which is roughly 7.1% of the global population.
Which is, statistically speaking, one of the rarer sun signs to find yourself in. Yet, you know, I don't know if you'd agree, but there's a certain undeniable presence.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of Leos. I'm curious, though, is 7.1% really that uncommon? Like, is there something inherently unique about being born under those particular stars?
I think that's where it starts to get interesting. Because birth rates are not completely, like, uniform throughout the year. You have things like, you know, cultural events, seasonal changes. These can cause fluctuations in when births occur.
Right, like the article even mentioned June weddings, right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, in certain cultures, June is a very popular month for weddings, which 9 months later, you start to see potentially, you know, a little bit of a peak in births right in the heart of Leo season.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really fascinating connection that I, like, never even considered how cultural practices could play into that. It makes you wonder, like, what other events might have, like, ripple effects that we haven't even considered. Yeah. So, okay, if June weddings mean more Leos, does that mean certain parts of the world have more Leos than others?
You are definitely on the right track with that thought. The article points out that Africa and South America have a higher concentration of Leos compared to other regions.
Okay, so what's the connection there? Are we talking, like, some astrological magnetism drawing them to certain continents?
While that would be quite the discovery, if that were the case, it's likely a little more grounded in reality. The article suggests a possible link to Leo season coinciding with the dry seasons in those regions.
Oh, okay.
Now, more research will be needed to confirm a direct correlation, of course, but it raises some intriguing questions about the interconnectedness of, well, climate, birth rates, and then potentially, you know, even astrological signs.
Yeah. So not like magical star magnetism, but still, that's a pretty interesting connection. I like that. It means that even within like one zodiac sign, your location on the planet could influence like how many others share your birth month. That's wild.
It really, I think, highlights how even these, what we think are simple questions about, you know, astrological demographics can lead to some surprisingly complex and interconnected answers.
Okay, so we've got Leos concentrated in certain parts of the world, but let's shift gears a bit and talk about what this means from, like, you know, the astrological perspective. Mm-hmm. The article goes into, like, the whole characteristics associated with Leo as a fire sign.
Yeah, absolutely. It delves into, you know, those kind of inherent traits that are often, you know, attributed to Leos. Mm. The warmth, the generosity, the drive,
right,
and kind of explores how those qualities might actually manifest in individuals.
And to be clear, we're talking about exploring these astrological concepts, not necessarily saying that these are, like, you know, scientifically bapt.
Right.
It's interesting to me is how the article connects it to this affinity for the limelight, right? We're talking like J-Lo, CEOs, politicians, like.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't go as far as to say every Leo is going to end up on, you know, in Hollywood or the boardroom, right? But it explores the idea that certain personality traits often associated with Leos, like this charisma, this natural inclination to lead, could, you know, it might contribute to them being, you know, more visible in those areas.
So not that every Leo is going to be like a famous performer or a powerful executive, but it's like these core traits might subtly influence like their path or even draw them towards those sorts of roles or opportunities.
Yeah. And you can see how that tracks when you think about it. It's about exploring the potential correlations and, you know, considering the broader cultural implications of these astrological archetypes.
Right. Right. It makes you wonder about, like, you know, what are those deeper influences that are shaping our personalities and our destinies, you know. And speaking of deeper influences, the article also touches upon this concept of generational planets.
Yeah.
And it mentions Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions influencing Leo births. What exactly does that mean? So is that like a mini baby boom for Leos every 13 years or something?
Not exactly a baby boom, but in astrology, you know, these generational planets refer to those slow-moving celestial bodies like Pluto, like Jupiter, and they're believed to kind of impact broader societal trends and these personality archetypes.
Okay.
These planets, they take years to move through the zodiac, and their positions are thought to, you know, kind of influence the traits of those born under a particular sign during that alignment.
Okay, so slower movements, broader influence. Got it.
Exactly.
What about these conjunctions?
So a conjunction occurs when two planets appear close together in the sky from our perspective here on Earth. And astrologers believe that these conjunctions can amplify the planet's energies, potentially shaping, you know, the personalities and experiences of those born under their influence.
Okay.
So in the case of Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions, which happen roughly every 13 years, it's believed that they might coincide with periods where certain Leo traits, perhaps their ambition or leadership qualities, are kind of especially pronounced.
So even if someone isn't super into horoscopes and things like that, it's still kind of mind-blowing to think that these what seem like random planetary events
Totally.
could be shaping the personalities of well, like whole groups of people, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. It really kind of highlights how interconnected our world is, that, you know, even celestial movements could be playing a role in shaping cultural trends and individual
We've
experiences.
gone from like counting Leos to like uncovering these potential planetary influences on their personalities. It's kind of wild how much like one question can unravel,
It
right?
really is.
But before we get too lost in the cosmos here, I do want to circle back to like those Leos who really like embody that fire sign energy, you know? The article, it did mention some pretty big names, right?
It did touch upon that, you know, this kind of affinity for the spotlight that's often associated with Leos, highlighting figures like J-Lo, who really embodies that star power.
Right, exactly.
But it goes, you know, it goes beyond just like the entertainment industry. The article also mentioned, you know, historical figures like Napoleon Bonaparte,
Oh, right.
another Leo who, you know, definitely left his mark on the world, you could say.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so maybe not every Leo is destined for Hollywood, but it does seem like a lot of them find themselves in these positions of influence. So is that just like a coincidence, or could those core Leo traits actually be like playing a role?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And, you know, while we can't draw like definitive conclusions about it, it does make you wonder about the subtle ways in which these astrological archetypes might actually be manifesting in different spheres of life.
It's a lot to consider. And it's funny, I never thought that a question as simple as like, how many Leos are there in the world would lead us down this path of demographics and cultural trends and even like the potential influence of the cosmos, you know?
It speaks to, you know, the interconnected nature of our world, really, where even fields that we think were disparate, like astrology and sociology, can actually offer these fascinating insights into who we are, how our identities are shaped.
Totally. Yeah, it seems like there's always more to discover, more layers to kind of peel back. So I guess if even this question about Leos has this much depth, like what other hidden influences are out there just kind of waiting to be found if we just start digging, something to think about.
Absolutely. Yeah, always more to explore.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.